Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, the Valley's Alive with Apple's rivals. Luckily, they're making the iPad better.
Plus, manage your videos, don't get lost, and become a chess master.
In one day! All that and one cool iris on iPad Today. That's two irises. Well, we're just going to talk about the one.
Too cool.
One iris.
iPad Today is brought to you by GoToMyPC from Citrix. GoToMyPC connects you directly to your Office Mac or PC from any other computer and from your iPad and iPhone, too. Sign up for a 30-day free trial today at GoToMyPC.com. Use the promo code iPad. And by Slingbox, which can turn your iPad into a television. With the iPad app from Slingbox, you can watch your home TV on your iPad anywhere you go. Check it out at slingbox.com/twit. Oh, I love that figure. That big, fat figure.
I'm going to be a boxer. 2016.
She's living in the 80s. Are you ready? Are you ready for the next Olympics? Are you going to be? You should be.
Yeah.
Foxy boxing.
Yeah, I'll be a boxer. Maybe I'll join the javelin team.
What's your favorite sport on the Olympics so far that you've
enjoyed? Gymnastics. Yeah. That's easy.
And I should, you know, I'm really frustrated because I put all of the Olympic apps that we talked about on the iPad on my iPad. Mm-hmm. I have Twitter on my computer.
Yeah.
And I know
where this is going.
There's no way you cannot know what's going to happen.
Well,
and I already know what's going to happen tonight.
There's a way to not
frustrating.
Know. You have to stay off the internet.
Get offline.
You can watch I have been using the NBC Live Extra app quite a bit. It's not very well designed, but I can watch things
it's
live that way.
It's actually god-awful.
Yeah.
Because I was hoping I would be able to go full screen, use AirPlay to put
you
this on.
You can mirror, but you can't get rid of the ad.
But you get the ad. It takes up a lot. There's a lot of cruft.
Yeah.
And I just...
I have been going to the gym, though, and like propping up the iPad while I'm stretching. And that's just like fun to watch the, you know, beach volleyball.
I think we are now officially in the era of the internet. That it is no longer the case that something can happen that everybody's paying attention to and you can... Hold on, we're going to show you tonight. So close
your
ears.
Best
even
part
NBC
too.
Themselves is telling people.
They'll say, like, look away. We're
well,
about
no
to
worse than that. They run a promo with Missy, what's her name? Missy Franklin getting her medal on the Today.
Before the
race,
well, and then,
they show a promo for the Today show with Missy Franklin and her gold medal. Like, I don't want to see that.
And sometimes they clearly have. They're commentating like it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, they know.
And that's very insulting.
Yeah, it's insulting.
I mean, at least just say.
We know.
We all know.
That's the difference. And I think it's the difference across the board. We are now in an internet era where information flows so much more freely than it used to. And so companies have to deal with their customers differently because the customers know about all the competition. They know everything. There's no more like, pay no attention to the fact that somebody else is making exactly the same product at a lower price. You can't get away with that anymore. NBC can't get away with the pretense that what they're showing is anything but canned and edited and much after the fact. And that happened in Beijing, but it's now even more obvious. And so I think let's figure out a way to do this.
Well, next time, make an iPad app that is not only functional, but you actually have good schedule updates. I mean, you open up that app and it's like, yeah, you have a bunch of different feeds. You don't really know what's what. You can maybe find the game that you were looking for, but maybe the game is already over. You see, like, people filing out of the stands. I don't know how to use that.
It's an exercise in frustration, and that's not what you want to do to your community, to your customers.
International Olympic Committee, I know you're listening. Or watching in HD, and we hope that you will rectify this by the time we go to Brazil.
Good news is Brazil's at least in our time zone.
It's East Coast time, I think.
So they won't have
us.
To. They really
but
don't have to deal with
this
for
people.
8 years.
Yeah, the European folks will be annoyed.
What I've been hearing from people in the UK is that the BBC has been running everything live without interruption, without a lot of advertising. I mean, they're really made this available. And I think that that maybe is the model for doing it next time around.
So I mentioned at the start of the show that we were going to be talking about some of Apple's rivals.
I love this.
It's fun,
It's a good idea, yeah.
Well, it was like we were trying to figure out our theme. And I think, well, you know, I don't really know what a theme is yet, but we've definitely got some cool apps that have come out or been updated in the last week. And it's like, it's all big Valley companies. When I say Valley, of course, I'm talking about Silicon Valley. So it just happened to all be based here. But they're certainly usable by everybody. And let's start with Google, right? Google and Apple, not the best of friends. They've got their rivalry going on. In fact, in iOS 6, Google is no longer going to be the mapping
They're company. Knocking it out.
Yeah.
No longer the incumbent.
I'm really actually excited to see how good this mapping software
is. It could be great.
But there won't be Street View, which I might be in the minority, but I use all the time. It's not just for fun.
Dvorak says that. He says when you arrive on Android, you get the Street View. Is this what it should look like when you arrive?
Mm-hmm.
And there is some use to that.
It's really helpful. Sometimes I walk down streets. I'm like, I'm just going to pretend like I'm in Tunisia right now.
It is kind of fun, isn't it?
I mean, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Or if you know you're going to be somewhere later on.
Well, I presume will Google not offer a Maps app for iOS?
Well, they've got Google Earth, which we're looking at right now, and just so happens to have been updated with some cool 3D stuff.
It's so pretty.
Where did I stop? Oh, I was...
Where are you going? You're going to the beach.
I was in Northern California earlier, but let's geolocate me to Petaluma. So let's just do a little strolling down the globe, shall we? So this is Google Earth. This is great. It's not a brand new app, but what they've done is they've added, once it gets in here a little bit, it's so cool. I know we've all seen stuff like that.
I know,
but
it's
fun.
That's our building.
We're
there. Right
there. Ooh, let's get closer.
Here's the roof. You can see my ham antenna on the roof. Oh, no, you can't.
Almost.
Because I don't have one.
Oh, all right. See, look at that person.
Story.
That person is, you need to get out of the road, sir. Move it.
I think that person's parking.
I think maybe, or pulling
out.
That's
so fun.
Isn't that neat? So once, what's neat about Google Earth and what's new is that, let's get my little, here we go. Here's a new sort of 3D view.
This is neat.
Visuals that what it will do is once it's geolocated you, we're in Petaluma, it's saying, here are some interesting things. They're in the general area of where you are right now, such as the Golden Gate Bridge, AT&T Park, Yosemite, Hearst Castle. Oh, that's cool. So if I say, well, I mean, I've been to AT&T Park, but I haven't been to the Hearst Castle. I go ahead and click on that. It sends me down to Central California. And then I kind of get this video that's playing, autoplay, and I'm not doing anything right now, that's giving me a bird's eye view in that nice 3D, it's moving around, quality of Hearst Castle, which is this William Randolph Hearst's former estate, which is now sort of like it's not a national park.
It's a state park.
Is it a state park?
Yep.
Okay, so it's a state park, and you can go and visit, and it's very palatial and beautiful. So this video will go ahead and play through, but once it's done, you actually have the, I actually have to wait for it to finish playing for some weird reason. Here we go. We'll go to the end. Now I actually have the controls that I can manipulate myself.
That's neat.
And once you kind of know how Google Earth works, it's two fingers. If you rotate, actually rotates the Earth. If you go outward with two fingers, you zoom in. If you go down with two fingers, you screw with your horizon a little bit. What am I missing? I think those are the key things. You know, and you can really get in close here, which is really fun. The 3D
this is so neat.
Isn't it neat? Yeah, the 3D views. Google does a really good job. That's why I was up in Mendocino County earlier, because I was thinking, let's just go somewhere really far away and see the kind of things that Google starts offering me in an area that I'm not familiar with. Let's see how these tabs... okay. That's weird.
You could go visit all the baseball
stadiums.
Okay, so
it's like,
never been to Fenway, you could go see Fenway.
Yeah, it's offering me the MGM Grand, which is in Las Vegas, because I've gone inland a bit. So they're like, here's a landmark that's somewhat close to you, not too far from where you are right now. So there I go, and this is the sort of thing that I can waste an entire day doing.
If you
closing
like Street
in
View,
on
this is
McCarran
kind of like,
Airport.
Yeah.
Isn't that neat? So that's Google Earth, and it's totally free. This is not the same thing as Google Maps, which is what you asked earlier.
Well, and I'm hoping that Google, and I'm hoping Apple will let them. I'm hoping that Google will kind of... Right now, the maps that you get on iOS are Google's maps.
Right.
But it's an Apple app or something like that. It's some sort of strange nexus. That will be going away, but I hope Google will then offer their version, the same one that's on Android, on iOS, and I hope Apple will approve it.
Well, Apple has no problem with Chrome, at least for now. Yeah. So I don't see why it would be a problem. It just won't be the default. It won't be baked into the OS. Which,
Chrome's a good example of a rival that I have made my default. You can't make it your default browser, but my go-to browser when I use a browser now.
Do you have
it
down
Chrome.
in your special
zone? I have it in my dock because that's really my preferred browser. For one reason, because a tab sync and so forth. But I like Chrome. I've always liked Chrome. I like how they do the tabs up top. I like the fact that I can speak searches.
You should turn on your brightness, Tiny.
Oh, I'll turn it down.
It is very
bright. Is it blowing out the...
It is blowing out.
How's that look?
Does
that look a little bit
that's better. Yeah, that looks better. Looks good.
So I'm in Chrome right now. And I just by the way, watching Dick DiBartolo answer questions on Reddit, which is kind of cool.
Nice.
Just ask me anything.
Did you enjoy that the other day, by the way?
I had so much fun doing that.
Yeah.
It's still there.
I don't know if I missed some
of your questions.
Did you
read when I talked about you and me and our history?
No.
That's because I didn't write about that.
Yeah, I actually, you know what I did? I did a find
did
and I looked
for Sarah?
My name.
I bet you did.
And there wasn't
I
one.
Mentioned you. No, I mentioned you several times. People said, well, like, for instance, it cracked me up. Somebody said,
I spent 5 minutes.
Do you stay in touch with the Tech TV crew? Like, have you ever talked to Kevin Rose or Sarah Lane? and I thought, well, yeah, once in a while.
Not to get on too much of a tangent, but I will have people...
Cute.
On Twitter.
Yeah.
They'll
what are you
tweet
up to?
Me and
what are you
be
doing?
Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I found you.
Yeah.
What's up? What have you been doing? I really miss Tech TV.
Yeah.
Appreciated. But it's like Twitter profile sends you to updated everything.
Just Google me.
There you go.
You know, that's okay.
Another Apple rival that many of you might say Apple rival really would be Yahoo, but I think because of Marissa Meyer being in charge,
it's gonna be
that Yahoo's gonna be everybody's rival.
I agree.
I'm
excited.
Yeah, I want that to be the case anyway. They have an app that they bought last year called Into Now. We have talked about it on the show before. In essence, Into Now, at least when it launched, was sort of a second screen app. So the idea is that people have their iPads on their laps, but they're actually watching TV. Let's figure out a way to make the iPad app give them more information about what they're watching. Many apps do this.
I noticed a couple of times I was watching, I think it was the Olympics, the Shazam logo showing up, and it said Shazam this. But is that for the music, or is that actually for video now? Are they doing that?
Shazam
was that thing where
I have never seen that anywhere on a commercial.
It's been on my TV a bunch now.
On commercials? Or
no,
actually
I think it was
on
shows.
Okay, that's new.
I have to make a note. I think it was on the Olympics, but I've been watching so much Olympics, it all seems to blur together.
Yeah. Well, here's something that Into Now will be really good at. The idea is still to let people share socially and get more information about what they're watching, but it's cooler than it ever has been before. So you mentioned Shazam. Into Now, what it will do is pick up sound from whatever you're watching, I mean, as long as it can hear the speaker, and it'll attempt to figure out what it is, whether it's live or just something that it recognizes from a movie that might have been on TV in some sort of recent history. For example, okay, so I'll show you what happens if, let's say Leo was watching Slingbox, which he'll be doing later in the show. Spoiler alert.
I shall.
And I was trying to figure out what he was watching because he wouldn't tell me. I go ahead and I would scan this. And this looks
like... that's so cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is just an animation. But if we were actually listening to something, as long as it's loud enough, because I tried it with a couple of YouTube videos, and I really kind of had to get close to the speakers. Now, it's not going to find anything because we're not actually watching anything, so it's actually doing its job right. But earlier, it's really funny. Let's go to my recent, so I can show you. Earlier, I've just been like on a Sound of Music kick lately.
You are, the hills are alive.
With the sound of...
Apple's rivals,
as we said.
Yeah.
I played a clip of Sound of Music off of YouTube. So it wasn't actually on TV, but it's the same kind of data and cadence that Into Now was looking for. And Into Now said, yeah, you're watching the Sound of Music on the ABC Family Channel.
Oh, that's
so
interesting.
You know, I was kind of gaming the system a little bit. But what's great about it is...
So it can hear something that's coming out of the iPad.
It can hear. It's just anywhere. Any source. It's just listening for some sort of a music
I'm
or a TV
right
source.
Now. I had not installed it in the past.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
What's great is that you say you watch so much Olympic coverage, it all starts to blend together.
Yeah.
Into now would be an easy scan. Like, what am I watching right now? Let's get a little bit of information on the sporting event, who's going to be swimming in this next match, who's the favorite.
It like, might do a better job than the NBC Olympics app.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's great. What's also great, though, is that Into Now is smart enough to be able to pick out music. So let's say it's at the end of, you know, that show Girls on HBO. Love that show. At the end, end credits, they're always playing this awesome music. Right. And it's like music I've never heard of. I could load up Into Now to get information, as long as it's in a catalog somewhere. I mean, it can't just be like some song that someone made up that no one knows about. But that's that would be a great way. It would save me even a Google search of who knows the end of the song in Girls Episode 3. It would just come up.
Now, I notice it uses Facebook as one of the ways to connect.
Yes.
But you do have to have an Into Now account. Like, if I'm going to connect with Sarah Lane, is it through your Into Now account?
Well, it could be either way.
Or
we could connect via Facebook or we could, you know, search for each other or whatever. Oh, yeah,
I see.
You're not
so I could find my friends
Facebook.
On Facebook, Twitter, Gmail, in my address book, search by name or invite them. That's good.
Yeah, no, it's not
this,
just
I would imagine is better with friends.
Yeah, well, yeah. What is new and what does make it essential kind of to have friends is the chat functionality. And this is, along with music, the chat functionality is new. So let's
this is
say...
Weird, though.
What?
It says that nobody I know on Facebook is using this. Is it really kind of nobody knows about this?
No, people know about
that
it.
That must have been a bug.
Yeah.
That must have been a bug.
I'd be surprised if no one... Because you have a lot of friends on
Facebook. Well, I think you're my Facebook friend. It should have found you.
Yeah, I don't know. You have like four accounts. I don't know who's who. But let's say that we wanted to chat about individual Olympics women's... Whatever.
That's a fun thing
we
to
could
do while
that
you're
while
watching
we were live.
It together. I like doing that.
Now, we don't... You could certainly just chat...
On Twitter.
You could chat on Twitter, or on IM, or on Facebook Messenger, or...
That's the
Get
problem.
Glue,
there's so many ways to
or,
do this.
Yeah. Yeah, but this is something that Into Now has now baked into their app, which is new, so it's worth mentioning. Finally, this one is weird. Okay, so they have a new
this
feature...
Capped?
Called Cap It.
Cap It? What is that?
Cap It is, if I were to, again... Try to figure out, have it figure out what I was watching, if I was watching something.
Oh, great. Jason Calacanis, John Edmondson, and Larry Lessig are my friends now.
Okay, well.
But you're not in here.
I don't know what to tell you. Maybe.
I think their friend thing's not working because I couldn't find you on Facebook or Twitter.
Okay, well, that's good. It's good to know. You might have to be doing some manual ads.
Something's wrong, yeah. All right.
Cap It is.
Sorry.
It's fine. Cap It is limited to. What is actually live. So I can trick Into Now into saying you're watching The Sound of Music, but is smart enough to know that that movie is not playing anywhere on national TV networks right now. So it doesn't work. For live programming, for example, Olympic coverage, you can take a screenshot of what you're watching and then make like almost like a lolcat version of that. Okay, so that sounds weird. I've got a friend
this
who made...
This is so funny. I'm watching, reading these caps.
Yeah, they're
the
kind of funny. This is somebody who is my friend. It's probably my friend AJ. If I go over to the Everyone tab, then it gets crazy. We've got Queen Elizabeth, Make Me Smile, some kid flipping somebody off, who
Look,
farted.
Here's Missy Franklin. I am in your pool winning your medals.
That's funny.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's good stuff. MG sent something to me the other day, and I was like, what?
Where did that come from?
It was
and
like,
why are you watching TV in the middle of the day?
Well,
a job?
It was one of the commentators. Well, this was in the evening where, you know, he made a little caption that said, I already know who won or something,
oh,
you know? And,
yeah.
Yeah, I was like, what is this? He said, it's Into Now. It's the cool new thing. I don't know. This sort
is
of,
it the
cool?
That's the problem. Is it really
this
the cool new
this
thing?
This, to me, is not a social utility I would use a lot. But it's a great tool.
If all your friends were on this, this would be cool.
It doesn't really, like, but that is, I think those features are nice. Like, it's cool to have the ability to chat with Leo via Into Now, but we have other options. As far as scanning information, what am I hearing right now? What am I listening to? What am I watching? Who's that actor? That's what makes Into Now a great tool for free.
This is making the Olympics a lot more fun for me.
Yeah. So there you go.
Let me
it's
just,
already worth the price of admission,
which was
free.
Let me just say.
Oh. Can you zoom in on that?
Let's not show that.
No, it's not. You started it. Jeez. So that's into now. And finally.
Look, here's one from a Giants game.
Oh, boy.
I don't even get it, but I just.
I don't get that. Is it because they're wearing panda hats?
I guess so. And how about this one?
Oh, you have a tie.
You have a tie. That's nice. I have a medal.
Let's see. That's fun.
Yeah. Right. There's a lot of Olympics ones.
We're having a good time because it's what's live, and that's what people.
Exactly.
It's limited to things that are live on television.
Yeah.
So, go nuts and send us your captions. No, don't. It's fine. Keep them to yourself. You're all very funny.
But it would be fun if like people I know and like you.
Yes.
Well, I know you would actually. I'm just kidding.
You know what? You are.
I'm bad. But I would. I think this
right
would be more
here.
Fun if my group were on here. And maybe that's the problem Yahoo has, is I've always thought they have great stuff. This is really sweet.
Yeah, it's a good app.
But until...
They did buy it. I mean, this is not something that they built from scratch, but I think it's a good purchase.
It's one of many great properties Yahoo has purchased
right.
over the years.
Right,
The
that's
problem
a good way
is
to put it.
You got to get people to use it, or it's just another, you know, ghost town.
Agreed. So let's move on to another Apple rival.
I love this. I'm glad you made me download this.
Who else... Who else is a threat to Apple?
Is Microsoft?
Yeah, but they
Facebook?
Don't have...
Facebook?
Yeah. I mean, yes and yes.
I don't know. Is this a
Who
quiz?
Else? Think about... Ooh, it's winter time. Let's go get warm by the heat of the hearth and the... What's
fire?
That?
Fireplace?
Fire. Amazon.
Fire.
I'm going...
Fire. Kindle.
Yeah.
Get
yeah.
it. I got it.
Got it. Wow, we're
Amazon,
like this.
Actually, Amazon is a big threat because they sell... Right. Content.
Right, exactly. So Amazon just came out with an app called Instant Video. So if you are a Prime member.
This is exciting, yeah.
Yeah, if you're a Prime member, you now can access a variety of instant streaming titles, whether it's TV
Netflix,
shows.
Basically.
It is.
Amazon's Netflix.
Actually.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have the library that Netflix does.
But
this is an extremely great perk.
It's free.
For anybody who's paying for Prime, which is what? $70 bucks a year?
79, I think.
79?
It's Amazon
it's
Prime.
It's worth your money if you're going to...
Oh, I love it. It's the best marketing ever. You pay Amazon $80 a year so that you get free second-day air, and then you always shop Amazon because you have free second-day
air.
And
unlike Netflix, you also get free shipping on your toilet paper and your electronics and anything else you buy from Amazon.
And so they're trying to make it more valuable, and one of the ways they've done this is by giving you streaming video free. It's a limited catalog, but it's free. And now that they have an app on the iPad, I might be more likely to use this.
Yeah, I like this too. It's well done. You've got some featured stuff right up front. I've got Downton Abbey, Dora the Explorer, Sons of Anarchy. So you know, they've got some big titles here.
You watch a lot of Dora the Explorer?
Well, I'm just saying. It covers the kids. It covers the...
Mom, dad.
You know, the moms and dads and the people
who like
Downton
Abbey.
Sons of Anarchy.
I paid for that. You mean it's free on there?
Yeah, if you're a Prime subscriber, it's also free on Netflix.
And does it go full screen via AirShare AirPlay?
Here's the problem.
You're going to break my heart.
No AirPlay, but they also turn off mirroring. And
that's
made people mad.
Why would you do that?
Because, there's a...
You think the movie companies made them do that?
No.
I bet the movie. I mean, Amazon. What? There's no benefit to Amazon doing it. Must be the movie companies made them do that.
No, because I'm trying to think of another.
There's no benefit
example.
To Amazon to doing this. It seems to me
it has something to do with. Well,
you're trying to think of some
excuse. I explained this on TNT this morning, and that's how short my attention span is. It's tough stuff. Tough stuff.
You came up with a reason why Amazon would be in Amazon's interest to keep people from watching this on their big screen. So that way you'd have to go to Roku to do it. No? Okay.
I'm looking this up on TNT and I'm going to talk to you
about
it.
Why did you say this? Amazon, I think, I have to say, it's pretty clear to me that this is the movie company saying, no, if we want to protect our on-demand paying customers, Netflix, people like that. We want to make sure that if you're going to watch it on the big screen, you are using same thing. Hulu does the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
An approved big screen app as opposed to the iPad.
Yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's a bummer. I actually, this is the sort of thing where Amazon And it's not because I don't want it to be, but Amazon is not yet to the point where it replaces Netflix for me.
Ooh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you can start from scratch.
Yeah, start from scratch.
A little more Aaron Sorkin in your life, not enough. And I can add stuff to my watch list. I found Beverly Hills 90210 season one. Very, very good show. Great season. Started in 1990.
You know, I've never seen that show.
One of the best shows in television history. I don't want to hear it. I know I'm right.
I've never seen that show.
So
that's the one with Tori Spelling?
Yes. Yeah. It's so bad it's good. That's why I like it.
Oh, it's a guilty pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's different.
I mean, the show is pretty bad, but bad isn't good. You know,
and this looks
mean?
Like it's HD, sort of. It's 16:9. And
yeah.
This is an old TV show. I don't know why they'd make this 16:9. But no
well, how old is it?
That's, this is the first West Wing. This must be 10, 15 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe it's not HD, but it is 16:9. That's interesting. I'm not sure why it's widescreen, but that's cool.
Well, I think they shot a lot of stuff
they
in widescreen.
They must have.
They
yeah.
just, you know, they this didn't, is, they didn't have HD up and running. But.
Amazon Instant Video, it's free. And if you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, you've already paid for all the SpongeBob SquarePants you could eat.
Yeah, exactly. It's really nice. It's a nice app. I know the AirPlay mirroring or AirPlay lack of is really annoying to some people. I've been reading some scathing reviews of Amazon hatred online, but
it's
certainly offering something that we didn't have 2 days ago. So
right.
And it's free, again. And if you're a Prime member, there's just no reason not to have this as another outlet for content for yourself. All right, so those are a few Apple rival apps. There was also, I was trying to...
That's HD. I think that's HD. So I'm looking at Mission Impossible 3. That's HD.
That's HD, yeah. Yeah. Better be. Right. I don't want to watch Mission Impossible 3 in SD.
Well, I know.
That's,
especially
you know,
on a retina display.
Got to see Tom Cruise running. We need the detail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently he's a very good runner.
Well, that's all he does in Mission Impossible 3. Have you seen the movie?
He's apparently an excellent
he
runner.
He spends 90% of the movie running intensely.
Well, you got to play to a guy's strength.
Exactly. He's
and,
a good runner.
He's a good runner. He's got nice form.
Sure. Yeah. He's got that steel gaze. It works for him. I was trying to come up with a way that we could talk about how Facebook's app was also better.
It's
because
not.
They're a,
it's a piece of crap.
Apple competitor. It's not better. No. Facebook does say that they're going to roll out something interesting, which is going to allow you to read articles later, which is almost a little bit of the functionality that, you know, Instapaper would offer or even Safari would offer with the reader button. That has not rolled out yet. If it's rolled out to anybody, it certainly hasn't rolled out to me. But that will be something we can talk about on a future show. But they've just announced that that's something that they're going to try. I can't imagine how many things I see in my news feed from Facebook that I want to bookmark for later.
You know who's who's not a good runner in this movie?
Who?
Philip Seymour Hoffman. Not a good runner.
He's, I mean, has he ever been a good runner?
Tom's a great runner. Run. Run, Tom, run.
Yeah.
But Philip Seymour Hoffman is not so fast.
Well...
He runs like Scoble.
He has other skills. He looks like Scoble. He looks a lot like Scoble. I know that I'm not the first one to say so, but
you
I mean,
are not.
It's uncanny. Scoble should be Philip Seymour Hoffman every Halloween. He'll win the party game.
Run, Philip, run.
For the links to all the apps that we mentioned, you know where to go. twit.tv/IPT is our website. You see all of our past episodes. You get our feeds. We've got HD video now. We've got audio feeds. We also have large video. If you don't want the HD, but you want, look at us laughing. Gosh, we were just, last week was so fun. Aha.
You have a great smile.
Oh, Leo, so do
you. Has anybody ever told you that? Look at that. That is a great smile.
Well, thank you. Yeah. That's nice of you to say. But that's where everything lives online. You can even watch all of our past episodes.
Makes me wonder why on the album art you're just like so glowering and angry.
Well, maybe we should update my picture.
Just looks
that
mad.
That would be fine.
You just look mad.
I'm not mad. I'm pensive. I'm too smart to be so giddy all the time. Save me from myself, will you?
You want me to talk about Go to My PC?
Yeah,
because I could.
Do.
This
I
might
do.
Be a good time to do that.
More than anything.
All right, you go off and glower.
All right.
Go. She's doing it. Look at that. Pensive? You think that's pensive?
No, that's glowering.
It's kind of cute. Go to My PC from Citrix. It lets you connect to your office PC. This is a good time to do to have a Go to My PC account because you're going on vacation, right? Or maybe you just want to go home early. Nice weather. You want to go to the pool. Maybe you'd like to go see a baseball game. But the problem is, you know, the boss kind of expects you to be on email. Maybe there's some emergencies. Maybe you just, you know, sometimes it's nice just to clear out the inbox before you go back from vacation. This is where GoToMyPC is so great. Before you leave work, put GoToMyPC on your Office or your Mac. Office PC or Mac. Windows or Mac. It works on both. And then head out. And by the way, you can take your iPad with you because GoToMyPC works on your iPad. That is so cool. Citrix really knows what they're doing. It's fast. It's easy to use. And the free iPad app means that your iPad becomes your office computer wherever you go. You can also, don't tell anybody, use it on your iPhone, which is kind of like the stealth way to get work done. You say, oh, I'm just nothing. I'm just Twittering. And meanwhile,
I think the verb is tweeting.
Tweeting?
But whatever.
You and Tom, Twittering?
You and Tom Merritt have this weird thing.
Tweeting.
To Twitter is your infinitive.
It's to tweet?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Tweet. Whatever it is you're doing.
That's what the kids are saying.
To Facebook? To face? to book? I'm facing?
Yeah.
I'm facing right now.
Face me.
I am statusing updating.
Actually, don't face me.
I'm facing.
Just face away.
Face away. There is no verb for Facebooking.
No. There shouldn't be. If someone says, just Facebook me, I'll say, I will not.
What if there's a verb for go to my PC? I'm go to my PC-ing.
How about, I'm just...
I'm just getting work done.
You.
I'm just... just getting some work. Is
it's
that
like
GTM
piece?
Is that you're doing the acronym?
That's what I was doing. Yeah.
Oh, I
rolled
got
right
it.
Right off the tongue.
That was good.
Thanks for getting that.
Good. Here's the deal. If you go to the website, gotomypc.com right now and click the try it free button, use the promo code... By the way, you saw it was an app for iOS and Android. And there's the Apple app. If you click the promo code iPad, you can try this for 30 days absolutely free. As I said, the app is free. You can actually even sign up within the app. But it's best to do it on the desktop because that's where you want to put it. It is such a great solution. The best remote access. Secure, safe, fast, easy to use. You don't need the help of IT. Go to mypc.com. Use the promo code IPAD to try it free. 30 days, and we thank them for their support of iPad today.
So, you know that iPad-only news publication, The Daily, right?
I heard bad news. We said this last week.
We did, yeah. We've talked about The Daily since the iPad app was launched about 18 months ago. And, yeah.
And you tried it.
Yes, I did. Yeah. I it's not that I didn't like The Daily. I just feel like...
We didn't need it for a buck a week. Who needs it?
The whole point behind The Daily, and I've got it up here, is that it is an iPad-only place to read news.
Right.
It's similar to a lot of other all-around publications that you might be reading, where there's a news section, an entertainment section, sports, business, there's some editorial, that kind of thing. Very well done. Very nice. I hope I'm not spoiling anything. I actually... have scrolled past a spoiling Olympic thing in case
I'm
you don't
getting
want to
alerts
see that.
All the time.
Oh,
and
I know.
It's driving me
no,
crazy.
Actually,
I
just now know who won the individual gymnastics because I opened up The Daily.
That's
so.
The one I was talking about.
I'm glad.
I saw that this morning. It's good news.
But
well,
I wanted
see, I shouldn't
to,
say that. It's good news if you live in Pakistan.
It's good news if you are
a Canadian.
A yak. The yak won. First time ever.
We're trying to obfuscate.
That's right.
Spoiler.
So there's nothing wrong with The Daily, and it's pretty cheap. It's like a dollar a week or something to subscribe.
It's a dollar a week. Exactly. 99 cents.
But they made some missteps right at the beginning. You weren't able to send articles to other people, and people said, what? This is the internet. Like, I understand an iPad app, but you have to make this interactive. That's crazy. They have since changed things around a little bit, but it was sort of like they don't have that many users. Although Daily executives say they now have more than 100,000 paying subscribers.
But do the math, because they have 100 people in the newsroom.
Well, they did.
They had 100 people in the newsroom.
Yeah. They actually still do.
And they were making $100,000 a week. I guess that might be enough to support them. That's $1,000 a week. If they paid them all $52,000 a year and didn't give them any benefits or snacks.
Well, that's not...
That's breaking.
Probably what happened. 170 employees. Of those 170, 50 have been laid off. So they're actually still over 100. But 50 people being laid off of less than 200 is a big number. I mean, that's a third of their staff, which is somewhat disheartening. You know, it's a bummer for everybody who works there. They have some very talented reporters and writers. But I'm just not surprised. I don't know anybody who says, boy, did you read The Daily?
Yeah.
God, that was really good. Or something happened let me go to the Daily and find out what's going on. People are going to Twitter, or they're going to Google News, or there's just, it's very hard to create, I think, a publication from scratch on one. Well, it's you can get the Daily on Android now, but it started out just as an iPad app, just on one platform, and expect it to compete with the New York Times, which you can't get away from.
Right. And Flipboard is free. I mean, there's so many great free news solutions. Nobody's going to – I just don't think – now, someone in our chat room said that my friend works for the Daily, and they're describing it as a shakeup, not a shutdown. And that's true. They didn't fire everybody. They still have more than 100 people working there.
Yeah, so, I mean, they have 120 people left? I mean, that's not a shutdown.
They're trimming the fat,
so to speak.
If they're not making money, they're going to try to make it more, you know, lose less or make it profitable.
Right. So we'll see. We'll see. I think they actually said that they were pretty much cutting out some editorial from the experience. I like the Daily. I've never felt compelled to read it every day. Some people obviously do. So hopefully this is a good move for them. But it's always a bummer to see good ideas not be executed quite well enough to survive.
Yeah.
Also, some news from Laptop Magazine that iPad sales have helped iPad become the number one selling PC, snagging the spot from HP.
If it were a PC.
Right.
It would be number one.
We could have the age-old, or at least since 2010, old argument of what's a PC these days.
Right. But that's interesting. If you categorize it as a PC, that's a lot of sales. That's really amazing.
Right.
Number one.
With your Logitech super thin keyboard cover.
It's a PC. I think it's all blurred now. You know,
that's
Microsoft's
a $99 add-on, right?
Microsoft's Surface is going to come out October 26th, we now know.
Yes.
Their answer to the iPad, the tablet version. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's no question in my mind now when you see that and an iPad and the Nexus 7, that people are using these as they would use a computer.
Sure.
For much the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, my goal is, and we've talked about this ad nauseum, it's not always, I can't always just use my iPad, but I would prefer to use my iPad because it's smaller and it's more fun and I just like the touch interface. So I'll use it until I absolutely can't.
Right.
So I think other people feel the same way. It's like we're trying to push the boundaries and see what can I get away with until I have to go take my laptop out of my bag and, you know, or go actually to my office and sit down at my desk and finish this project. So, HP, I don't know, better luck next time. No, I'm just kidding. It's going to be a long time before people are even on the same page that an iPad is actually the most popular computer. And who knows, maybe this time next year, the Nexus 7s will have beaten Apple down to that's not going to happen either. When the iPad Mini comes out, then it's like...
That's going to be an amazing product. If they really do that, that's going to be an interesting product.
I have to say, even though I know that we're iPad-centric here... It'll be fun if we have two form factors be able to compare things on.
You bet.
But I think it's also fun to have awesome competitors. I'm really excited for the Surface, the Nexus 7. Like, I'm excited that people like it because it just makes everyone work harder.
Right.
I mean, Apple needs strong competition. They need to be scared so that they get better and they don't just, you know, rest on their laurels and say we're the best. Got an email. This is in reference to a conversation we had last week about passwords. And Anonymous wrote in and said, while watching episode 8, I heard your frustration about, we'll get to that in a second. We're going to talk about messages on iDevices first. While watching episode 8, I heard your frustration about messages not showing up on all of your devices.
Right.
I have the same frustration. The trick is to go into the messages settings on each device and set your caller ID to the Apple ID you use to log in to iCloud. Do this even on the iPhone. You still get text messages of the people sent to your phone number, but all of the iMessage messages will show up on all of your devices.
I have done that on this iPad.
So I had the same Apple ID across all of my devices for my iTunes.
This is not
login.
Your iTunes ID. This is your iCloud.
Cloud. Now, but my iCloud, which is my me.com address, was not set up as my caller ID, and my iPhone, for whatever reason, will not allow me to do that. It says, this account is being used somewhere else.
I have that problem all the time. I had the problem with FaceTime as well.
Really?
It wouldn't let me use... Once I'd used an email address on some device, it wouldn't let me use it on another one. And, of course, that's the solution that we've been talking about to getting everything messages to show up everywhere. So yeah. I have the same issue.
And at first I thought, is it a caller ID issue because my iPad isn't associated with my phone number? No, that should have nothing to do with it. That's just what people see when I message them. It's like who it's coming from. That's what caller ID is. Should have no tie to a specific phone number. So I don't know. I mean, we did get a lot of people writing us in saying, Leo and Sarah, here's the answer to your problem.
Lots of them.
Yes, many. And I read a lot of them. And it's like they either kind of misunderstood the problem or the solution still doesn't work for me.
It worked for them is the point.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work across the board. And this is the issue we've kind of had, which is it just doesn't seem to work across the board.
So if this sounds like a problem that you have, please do try. If you don't have your iCloud account set up as caller ID on all of your devices and you're having the problems that we're having, try it out.
So I have now, it's on my iPad that way and it's on my my laptop that way. So
yeah.
I don't have my iPhone with me, but when I go home, I will set it on the iPhone and we shall see.
We shall see, indeed.
I do like the idea that I could send a text message and if you and I are also on messages, it could just use data instead of text SMS messaging.
Mm-hmm.
It could, you know, if you're not on a phone, it could work on an iPad. I mean, all of those things, it could be nice to have this unified messaging platform.
We also got a couple emails from people saying, Sarah, though, Leo, don't you realize that'll be so annoying? Everything, you'll get these like, burp, 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 on all your devices at the same time. And it's like, no, that's what I want.
Right.
Because they're not all always in front
of
me.
Well, here's a pitfall, however.
What?
In my case, other family members have my ID on their iPads and so forth so that we can, you know, once I buy an app, they can have the app and stuff like that. It was a little bit of a problem because they started getting all my text messages.
That's a big problem, I would assume.
Yes.
I don't want to say
that.
That's
a big problem.
Okay.
So be careful. It means you cannot share that ID with other people. You really should keep that to the devices that you use and have control of.
Yeah. You don't want to be sharing text messages.
Well, it was confusing.
Sure.
As you might imagine.
Yeah. Or you just, even if it's not like private, you get a text message and it's like, where are you? I've been waiting for you for 20 minutes.
And
you're like,
what is this? Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to that that password email now. This is from, I don't know who, I'm sorry. I'm two for two on striking out on recording your guys' names. Anonymous says, I was watching episode 108 where you talked about LastPass and mentioned it as an alternative to 1Password.
Mm-hmm.
I believe one of the major differences, though, between both programs is that LastPass saves data on their servers while 1Password saves it on your Mac, unless you put it on Dropbox so it can automatically sync with your devices. I also recall last year LastPass was forced to have users change their master passwords because they feared their servers had been hacked. It ended up being true, actually. I remember that story. I believe this is an important information that should have been mentioned when recommending an app, not just the price.
He's got it wrong, actually.
All right.
LastPass does store a local copy. It is highly encrypted. LastPass is not able to look at your communal password account, and there's a good reason to have it stored on their servers as well, so that you can use it on a variety of different devices. It synchronizes across the devices.
Mm-hmm.
But because they use encryption, it is completely secure. And LastPass was, I thought, very proactive when they were concerned. They, had, in fact, had stored their passwords in a secure and safe way with Salt mm-hmm. and hashing. But they were being very proactive about letting people know about that, which is something many companies do not do very well. So there really was no risk with LastPass. I, in fact, did not have to change my password because it was a secure password. But they were just letting people know. I still think, and I will stand by it, and I encourage you to listen to Steve Gibson's review of LastPass on Security Now, that it is far and away the best choice for password storage and easily beats 1Password. So you can use 1Password. It's not a bad program.
Sure.
But I switched from 1Password many years ago, and absolutely LastPass does everything exactly right.
I think sometimes when companies get in the news, like you mentioned, they didn't have to say, hey, everybody.
No, they were very proactive and they were good.
Yeah.
We've
got some people who have gotten in. Right. Here's what happened. No one has your password, but we have to figure out how to shut down intrusions, even though,
right.
again, the passwords were salted and hashed.
LastPass handles it very cleverly and very well. And if you seriously, if you do are concerned about this kind of thing and would like to know more about it, listen to that Security Now episode about LastPass. I think you'll be much relieved.
That's Steve Gibson. He's a real really, smart cookie, isn't he?
Yeah, he dug into it, and he uses LastPass, which to me is a very strong
recommendation. If Steve Gibson is using it, I don't know. Yeah. I think it's probably your best bet. Got a video from Robert, who has a tip for those of us who have tons of videos on our iPads, and we need to manage them better.
Hey, Leo and Sarah. I found an iPad app the other day on the net, and I think it could be useful to some people that have lots of videos on their iPad. It's called AV Player HD. The best part about this application is it allows you to create folders within the app to store your videos in. So hence, if you have a folder for sport, folder for family, folder for iPad today, it becomes very easy to find the videos. It's $2.99, it's not a lot of money, but I think it's very useful. It allows you to stream out to your Apple TV as well, supports Retina for the iPads that have got Retina in it, and yeah, just an all-round good app. I think it's very good for the money, and check it out. You might like it. Thanks, guys.
Did you?
Yes. I went ahead and downloaded AV Player HD. By the way, you have to specifically... AV Player HD, it's all one word in the App Store. There is another app that comes up in the results. So this is the one that you want. It's got a nice red film reel in the icon. Just, you know, make sure. Also, I noticed, Robert, that it appears that AV Player HD, and you might not have updated your app within the last week, but there are, for the most part, very, very good reviews in the App Store, except that the bad reviews all seem to be around an update that happened on July 26th, so very recently, where some of their files don't seem to be playing anymore. What AV Player HD, even though it sounds like it's great for people, yeah, who have a lot of videos and want to sort of organize them rather than just have that video page that iOS gives us, that's awesome, but also play a variety of video files, which iPads have not been historically all that good at. In the settings area, for example, I've got all sorts of options, not only just gestures and backup options, but media player options. And if you go to their iTunes page, Chad, I know you had that up a second ago, it gives you, and you go ahead and click more, yeah, there you go. And so you get a very good sense of all the video files that this will allow to be played through the iPad if you have problems with these sorts of things. That's the problem with so many different video files is we get a lot of support questions for people saying, why doesn't this video file work? And it's like, I don't really know because I don't have that file in front of me. And sometimes these things are just wonky. So, again, $2.99, $3 app. I haven't played around with importing anything into it yet that has given me problems in the past as far as file formats. But it also has a nice little Wi-Fi transfer option. So if I wanted to transfer a bunch of stuff from my computer onto my iPad, which is honestly where most of us have these wonky files, right? It's like they're on our computer and it'd be nice if they were on our iPad and then, you know, maybe we could AirPlay them. This looks like a nice way to do it. Yeah, the app seems nice. Doesn't seem crashy, but again, maybe if you've already had an issue with this app, there might have been something in the latest version that's broken things for people. Usually when enough people complain, it gets fixed sooner than later. But that's AV Player HD in the App Store.
There are quite a few of these out there. There's O Player HD Lite, which I have used.
Mm-hmm.
There's a ton of them.
And then that one's free. It's a light version, so I wonder.
It's very similar. You know, I think mostly what people are trying to play is things like Xvid, DivX, and MKV files, which are the kinds of files you'll see a lot when you download video from the internet. And so, you know, I think that there are a number of choices like this. I haven't tried that one. I'll have to try it.
We also got a very nice video from Bruce, who is not lost.
He's not lost?
No.
I just wanted to say thanks a lot for talking about Off Maps 2 several episodes ago. I found it very useful on my plane trip here to Washington, D.C., and it actually saved my bacon yesterday because my phone was about to die, and I needed it. I needed a map to get back to the hotel, so I put my phone in airplane mode, and I was literally down to like 5%. So thanks a lot. You guys do a great job. Thanks.
Thank you, Bruce. Off Maps, as a reminder, we did talk about it a few episodes ago. This is a great way to not need to be online and have these really detailed maps.
Right.
Not only, you know, if your phone's about to die and you need to conserve space, or you're in an area where you can't get a signal, or you're underground, you're spelunking, but you just need to know the layout of the cave.
You're looking at the very
famous
Because
you're going to have to get out.
Washington, D.C. geese. The geese of D.C.
Whenever
when tourists go to Washington, D.C., make sure you go to the basin and the famous geese. By law, they're protected by law.
The Riverside geese.
The geese, the very famous.
I liked the way Bruce framed that whole thing. You know, he was like,
cute.
It's mostly geese.
And
but,
I like the audio.
But I want to talk to you at the same time. Yeah, OffMaps 2, 99-cent app. You can find it at offmaps.com, a link to the app in iTunes. Reminder, we love hearing from you. As you can see and hear, we like featuring as many of your questions, comments, ideas as possible. You can write us at iPadToday at twit.tv. You can leave us a voicemail at 757-504-IPAD. What is going on here?
I'm sorry. Keep going. I'm sorry. It's like ridiculous.
Or for extra points, like Bruce and Robert, you could send us a video.
Just come on.
Online somewhere and save us. All right. What is your problem?
I'm sorry. I'm watching The Real Housewives of New York City. I get a little upset.
Is it Luann that you like the least?
Is it because she's so prissy? Oh, God. She drives me nuts.
Well, that's not Luann. I don't know who that is. One of the new girls.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
That's a lovely dress, though. That's what I wear when I'm cooking dinner also. Yes, it's very me.
This, first of all, no one in New York City has a house this big. Well, I just want to say.
Well, one person apparently does.
Now, you would probably.
Why are we doing this?
I'm watching TV on my iPad using my Sling Box.
A derailment of epic proportions.
This is the dish. I love this. This is the dish remote control, right? So all the things that you could do if I were sitting in front of my my home theater system and watching TV. Now, whoever's watching is going to be really peeved that I've switched from The Real Housewives of New York City to the Alamo, but sorry.
Well, yeah, you got to learn them, right?
John Wayne trumps what's-her-name every time. So this is so cool. Now, let's say I'm saying, oh, gosh, I'm missing this. You could watch it. I could also DVR it. The DVR works the whole thing just as if I were at home, but I'm not. This is coming via Slingbox over the Internet, turns your iPad into what it really always wanted to be, which is a home TV system, the ultimate television. Anything you can watch in your home theater, you can watch anywhere you are on the Internet, on the iPad. That's the Slingbox in a nutshell. You connect it up, you bring home a Slingbox, you connect it up to your DVR, your satellite, your cable, whatever you've got on your home theater and the Internet, and boom, you've got password-protected access to your home theater system. I just love it. I want you to take a look. Go to slingbox.com and learn more, slingbox.com/twit, and learn more, or go to Best Buy and Amazon. Pick one up. They are so great. It is, if you're going on vacation, this is a great thing to do before you leave so you can watch your home theater stuff. I know Colin loves to watch the Phillies and the local news from his Philadelphia station. Slingbox.com/twit. Just the best little toy a boy could ask for.
Or a girl.
Or a girl.
In your case.
In my case.
Real Housewife. Hey, oh, I know. How could I say that to the nice Amish man?
No, I'm Zorro.
You're Amish.
I am not an Amish man. This
I
is Zorro.
Well, I guess since you're wired up, you couldn't be Amish. They wouldn't wear a microphone.
This is a Zorro hat, not an Amish. I do look a little bit like an
you're
Amish.
You're very man. Amish. You need a little wagon. Or a big one. I don't know anything about Amish
Alamo.
People, actually.
But I'm going back to the Alamo
wonderful.
Right now.
Wonderful. Yeah, no, that's good. That's a very, really nice look for you. Amish LaPorte.
You should not talk. You have bells hanging from your horns.
It's true. La, 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 la. Roar, Viking.
And that hat looks like a soccer ball.
Well,
with
maybe
horns.
That's on purpose. I like soccer. Hey, so this is the part of the show where Leo and I put on silly hats. Talk about the app that we choose. It's our weekly AppCap Awards.
Just call me Zebediah.
That's right. My app is going to make you think, wait, haven't we already covered this company?
I hate to say it, but I have.
Well, we haven't.
What?
Even though...
How could we have missed that?
When I say Cool Iris, you say, we've covered them.
They've sat here in this chair.
Since like 2006,
yeah.
I think, is when Cool Iris initially came out. Many of you remember them for their 3D photo viewing abilities.
And they did the gallery on Android phones. Did you know that?
I didn't. But they also did Discover, which is an iPad app that we have covered.
We love Discover. But they have an app besides Discover.
Yeah, they do.
I didn't know that.
This is actually... I don't want to say that Cool Iris is pivoting because that's not actually the case, but they have kind of tried to figure out, all right, so we've got this 3D technology. We've been doing this for a while. We've had a variety of projects with varying degrees of success. How do we leverage what people like about the iPad with what we can do best? And they have come up with an app that is, it's a pretty good start anyway. So if I just load up Cool Iris here.
Oh, it's called Cool Iris.
It's okay. Called Cool Iris, yeah. So this is the official iPad app version of this. I've got a few options here. I've got iPad Photos, so that's local. I've got, or what's in my photo stream. I've got my Facebook account that I've already connected. So these are Facebook photos that are in my news stream or in my albums or whatever. I've hooked up my Instagram account, rather. And then I've got Google Images if I just want to do a search. So, for example, if I click on Google Images and I search for Sarah Lane, it'll be me in that ballerina because I've
You always get that picture.
Yeah, right. But so there's, you know,
that's so funny.
But this is all stuff that I would search for in Google. But look, when I start kind of scrolling through, you get that Cool Iris type of.
This cracks me up because, can I tell you something? This
what?
Is exactly what the gallery on Android looks like. They basically took the code that they put on Android.
Yeah.
And they have now ported it over to the Macintosh. That's kind of interesting.
Well, to iOS.
Yeah, it's a really good, I'm sorry, not Macintosh, iOS. It's a really good interface. I've always liked it. I mean, it's really beautiful. But this is, if anybody's used the gallery in Android, very similar.
Well, that's awesome, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because you have something that's similar on both.
Yeah.
What's neat about this, okay, is like, okay, Google search, all right, you can do that, fine. But if you go back and, you know, I click on Facebook, for example, this is my news feed. So these are not my pictures. These are pictures that, you know, people are sharing in the news feed.
That's what I like about this. For browsing Instagram and Facebook, it's a much nicer experience if you just want to see the pictures.
Exactly.
Right?
And often on Facebook, that's all you're really looking
exactly.
for anyway. You know, if there was a photo that I knew somebody had added to my timeline, do I really want to go to my timeline on Facebook and start scrolling and trying
right.
to remember? Like, I might as well just strip out everything and then load up the pictures on my timeline and find it that way. Here's one kind of weird thing about Cool Iris that I, you know, it's not the end of the world, but it seems a little strange. So I'm, instead of up to down, you know, with either the newest at the top or the newest at the bottom, it's left to right. So you get this loaded up, newest first, but it's almost like a backwards reading kind of effect. So I'm scrolling back in time, but I'm going, you almost want to think of this as the top and this is the bottom. So you're looking for
that's
older
kind of
photos.
Interesting, yeah.
That's a little, you know, it's a little odd, but I can search through photos of me, profile pictures. Well, I don't really need to look at those. But if I've got a variety of albums, you know, I put a bunch of pictures in a London album earlier this year, I can look for that. What's also kind of neat, and this appeals to me sometimes because on Instagram, sometimes comments just clutter up the place for me. It's a nice way to view Instagrams just in a beautiful kind of Instagram layout without all the stuff. Cool Iris, obviously, once you click on it.
I like that. You can go big.
Yeah, you can go, well, the Instagram photo is not going to get much bigger than this.
Right.
But then you can get pretty close, and then you just sort of zoom back into, ooh, that's nice. Who took that? Oh, that must be the National Geographic. That's a thing, though. Okay, so
you follow some people that have, like, pro stuff.
Yeah, I follow National Geographic's Instagram account, so I assume that's who this is. But here's the thing is, like, I'm assuming because it doesn't actually say who shared it.
You don't know. Oh.
So there's a little bit of missing data, I think, here.
It would be nice to see that much.
If you're kind of just scrolling through stuff.
It's not all
the end
picture.
Of the world.
No caption.
No.
No text.
It's no nothing.
No attribution.
It's Justine.
It's Justine, yeah.
I see a lot of Justine's face. That's what happens when you follow her on Instagram.
It's true.
Yeah, she's good. She's photogenic, you know.
Look at I got Waz's 60-second birthday picture.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
That's nice.
So what I think Cool Iris has that makes it... Oh, and by the way, this is something that's unique. And tell me if they have this on Android as well. Conversations, where you and I can share and discuss maybe a photo album or something like that.
But does that live only on Cool Iris, or does that go back to Facebook?
No, it's within the interface. I swear, everybody wants you to be in their app chatting, right?
Right.
It's like every app has that now, and you go... That's a cool functionality. I don't know if I'd really do that, but they've got it there. Another thing is, too, here's, let's say there's a photo on Instagram that I really like. Okay, I didn't take this photo. It's very nice, though. It's really nice. If I go ahead and say, I want to share this, I could save it to my camera roll, by the way, but if I want to share it, it'll give me either a conversation if I want to share this with Leo in a new conversation within the app. He'd get, like, an update or something. Or I could share it to Facebook. course, I would want to take
which is kind
credit
of what you
for the
prefer
photo.
To do is to share it to Facebook.
Well, right? Yeah, but not. I might just want to share it with you, and that right. gives me an option rather right. than saying, "Hey, I shared something to your wall on Facebook that everybody else can see now." This is it's a completely free app. It's nice. It's nice. It would be nice if it pulled in my Flickr images. I can think of a few other services that it would just be nice to have. But Instagram, Facebook, Google search, and then iPad photos, which, by the way, this is my camera roll, so it's all the photos that are local. Right. But it'll also, it will also scan my photo stream or my photo library in iPhoto, which cool. I don't really have anything right now because I've been cool. rearranging things lately. And then you see pictures of dogs.
Yeah.
And that is what makes an app successful. Yeah. That's my app, Leo. What
puppy
do you got?
Picks, puppy picks.
Puppy picks.
So when I was a young man, I played a lot of chess. Before I discovered computers, I really enjoyed the challenge of strategy planning chess. I even played a lot of tournament chess. But I kind of got out of it once I found computers. But, you know, the iPad is really kind of a perfect chess playing tool. So lately I've been looking at all of the chess games you could play on the iPad. Of course, the iPad is smart enough to play a pretty credible game, but I like to play human beings. And so I'm going to show you a couple of different ways you can play real live humans on the iPad. You've probably seen chess with friends. I'm going to rule that one out. I don't like the advertising. I don't like the user interface. I'm going to start with the prettiest one, which is called Social Chess. This is free. This is actually, I'm playing a game with Nozawa T, who is the guy who wrote the program. So that's pretty cool. This does allow you to create a list of friends. You have a profile on it. I've been playing with people all over the world, which is really great, including people from Australia. I played some great games. You can see the board is nice. You can customize it, but you can also chat with people as you beat them or lose to them. You can see their own profile, challenge them again. And one of the things I really like is there's this kind of instant replay feature with a slider here. So you can go back and replay through a favorite game or analyze that game with your friend and see how it went and whether it was,
Right.
This is something chess players do a lot. There is a ratings system built in, so when you create a new game, you can choose to only play people who are on a similar rating to yours if you want. And the rating is basically similar to but not shared with the ELO system that's used by the United States Chess Federation or the federal, the FIDE, the international body. But I think it's kind of fun. You can even play local games on the iPad, which means we could just turn it around and play back and forth. So this is called Social Chess. It's a lot of fun. When you set out a new game, you could choose white or black, how many days. It's kind of like correspondence chess and what skill levels you want to play. So that's called Social Chess. But the one I'm going to, there it is. And it's free, which is great. I mean, there's no ads. This is just a really nice app.
Mm-hmm.
And I've really had a good time playing on it. But you may want some more features. And there are a lot of people who are members of a variety of different internet chess clubs. There's two big ones. There's chess.com and chessclub.com. And both have their own apps. Lately, I've been playing a lot of chess.com. Chess.com has some really nice features. You can do the same kind of correspondence chess. In fact, I'm playing five games right now. You can see the board is not quite as attractive, but still, very similar. It's got the replay feature. It has an analysis mode, which is nice, so you can move the pieces around to see if, to kind of think about the moves you're going to make. In addition to online, though, it has some really nice features. Some of these are only available if you subscribe to chess.com. They have a $49 a year level and a $100 a year level. You can play online for free. You can play live, which means you can choose speed chess or tournament chess and actually play a game against another player live online. That's pretty amazing. They do have a computer play. They have a tactics trainer, which I think is really fun. This is a great way to get better. They give
what
you positions, and you have a timer, and you gain points by solving the positions, and it's boom, boom, boom if you want. That's a really good way to get better. Chess.com has a lot of additional features online, including a chess database of hundreds of thousands, actually more than a million games that you can use to learn more about playing. I think this is a really nice – the program itself is free, but if you want to use all the features, including, by the way, they have a lot of video lessons – we want to subscribe to chess.com. ICC is very similar. ICC does not have the correspondence feature. It is online game playing, tournament games, rated games, or unrated games. On both chess.com and chessclub.com, which is what the ICC is, you could play, if you wanted to, Masters, Grandmasters, International Masters, really top flight players. I'm not good enough, so I don't like to get beaten. So I only play people who are much, much worse.
Oh, that's a great way to get better. Yeah.
You can also, in both of these, if you are a member, look at videos, training videos. There's a lot of interesting online stuff. And you can also watch games. These two players are Grandmaster players. I could actually observe them as they play in their speed chess tournament. These are Grandmasters playing live online right now. That's a very good way to learn how to play chess. So those are three good free programs. Again, the ICC and Chess Club or Chess.com require a membership for a lot of the features, but you can do the basic features.
You can play chess on the app for free.
Play against real life people anywhere in the world for free on all three of those programs. Social Chess is the prettiest, beautiful, but it's not associated with any internet chess club, and that is a little bit of a disadvantage.
Do you feel like chess is the kind of game that's accessible for everybody? I mean, I know we're talking about iPad access, but I am intimidated by chess, and I feel like it's like you have to be a certain kind of person.
Well, you certainly have to have patience and some strategic mind and the ability to plan and think ahead. And but it really develops the mind in a lot of interesting ways. I teach, and I have taught in the past, kids as young as 5 and 6 how to play chess. It's great because they don't have that same intimidation factor. They just love it.
Yeah.
And not everybody's going to be great at it, but it's a fun game. It's like checkers. It's like any game. It's a board game.
I think it's probably a little bit more intricate than checkers.
It's a little more intricate than checkers. And, you know, some people said the fun went out of chess when a computer, Deep Blue, the IBM computer, beat the world champion. And people said, well, now we know machines are better than humans at playing chess. And in some ways it changed the world of chess, but in most ways it didn't. And it's still a lot of fun to play against. I prefer to play against humans. And that's what all three of these programs let you do, play online against real people.
You guys should become chess masters. You have three
it's
new apps
fun.
To do so.
I really love chess.
I should get back into it. I still know what...
You know how to play?
I know what all the chess pieces do and how they move,
yeah.
But I have no strategy. Like, I'll just play until someone gets my king.
It's not so hard. You get a chess book. All three of the two clubs have lots of training. They have education. They have YouTube videos and stuff. So you can actually get the times have changed. You could really get good very easily.
All right.
From some really good
teachers.
I'll add
that to the long list of things that will make me a more well-rounded person that I'll get to eventually.
Yeah.
You know, right up there with joining a book club. But that's it for this edition of iPad Today. Thanks to everybody who watched and listened. If you're watching live, you already know when we're live. But if you're not, and you'd like to next week, we record at 1 p.m. Pacific on Thursdays. That'd be 4 p.m. Eastern, right on the dot.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, you shut up. I don't know. I was just seeing if you were paying attention.
Sometimes we're on time.
It took you a minute.
Roughly.
But you were listening.
Roughly.
Appreciate
things are going
that.
On elsewhere in the studio. It could slow us down.
Quite honestly, the best way to watch is at your leisure. Watch us on demand. Watch us whenever you like, whether it's live or you download it or you subscribe later. twit.tv/IPT is our website with all of our information. Yes.
Like Android Fanboy said, you shut up.
Android Fanboy would probably like both of us to shut up. Android Fanboy, we're going to shut up just for you. See
right
you
now.
Next week, everybody. Thanks for watching on iPad Today.